Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. Rabbit, rabbit, as they say. But before we can do this week's show, let's clear up the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase, starting nine. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a seven-letter word for another group of nine in baseball, and a six-letter word for what each person in the starting nine probably is at some point during a game. What are the words?
Well?
Well, if you add a B, you can spell innings and batter. All right, Ian, on November 1st, 1981, Antigua and Barbuda gained its independence from the United Kingdom. Antigua and Barbuda is part of an island group known as the Leeward Islands, which are part of the Lesser Antilles, the islands that form the eastern boundary of the Caribbean Sea. Along with the two namesake islands, Antigua and Barbuda also contains a number of smaller islands, although a 2018 estimate places approximately 97% of the population on the island of Antigua. To commemorate the independence of Antigua and Barbuda, this week our questions are about other nations with the word and in their names. Also located in the Lesser Antilles, St. Kitts and Nevis is the smallest sovereign state in the Western Hemisphere, measured by both area and population. The two islands are divided into 14 administrative divisions known as what, a term also used in Louisiana for that state's equivalent of what are known as counties in most other U.S. states.
I will say parishes.
That's right, they're called parishes. And of the 50 U.S. states, 48 of them call counties counties. As we just said, Louisiana calls them parishes, and Alaska calls them boroughs. St. Vincent and the Grenadines is a Caribbean island chain comprised of some 30 islands. The main island of St. Vincent was used as a filming location for the first two installments of what movie franchise, respectively subtitled The Curse of the Black Pearl and Dead Man's Chest?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's right. And sets from the first movie were reused for the second. They survived three hurricanes in the interim time.
And not to mention the reviews.
The men's national team from Trinidad and Tobago became, at the time, the country with the smallest population to qualify for what event, held in Germany in 2006, after it beat Bahrain 1-0 in a playoff game, marking the first time the nation had qualified for the event.
I'll take a stab and say the World Cup.
Very good. And I said at the time the country with the smallest population because later on Iceland qualified in 2018. So now it is the nation that has qualified for the World Cup that has the smallest population. As evidenced by the tilde over the A in Sao, the official language of Sao Tome and Principe, spoken by over 98% of the residents and present on the island since explorers arrived in the late 15th century, is what?
Portuguese?
That's right. And finally, what is the first item in a seven-item alphabetical list whose final item is Slovenia?
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Very good. But what is the list that I am referring to?
Balkan states?
Yeah, states that came from what used to be Yugoslavia. Well, Ian was correct and also right. How well did you do? Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show from Mike and Ian, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the word Trinidad. That's T-R-I-N-I-D-A-D. Change one letter to an O, and you can rearrange the result to spell the name of an event that takes place in a location much colder than Trinidad. What is the name?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back for a post-election day Any Questions this time next week.
We will see you then.